Hi, you guys. Welcome to episode 6 of This Is Life Turned Up, the podcast. Today, I am super excited. I have my dear friend, Tracy Timberlake, on the call today, and she is somebody you need to follow, like right now, maybe after you listen to this podcast, but she's an award-winning strategist and business coach for entrepreneurs and influencers. She's a digital strategist, and she's a course creator, and she is one of these powerhouses that is online and in the real world. She actually is one of those people who not only is online and like masters social media, but she's actually one of those people who knows how to market and be in the public, like in real life. So it's pretty exciting to have her on the show today. Tracy, can you say hi? Of course. So you guys, Tracy and I met two and a half years ago when we both spoke at a conference in San Francisco and then became instant friends. And you don't come out here to San Francisco enough, but when we do, we find new fun restaurants for lunch and we always have fun. So I'm excited to bring you on here. And there's so much that we could talk about today, but I think, right, like this is what we do on the phone. We could just talk for hours about this stuff. But I think today we're going to try to keep it to just like entrepreneurship for women, especially, and then like how authenticity, you know, this is something I talk about a lot and is a lot, it's, you know, one of those buzzwords, but like you've mastered authenticity in your business. So I wanted to talk to you about how you did that, how you got started, you know, and basically about your journey of being a woman business owner. Yeah. Right. Well, this is why this conversation is so important, because there's so many, I mean, we've seen it, we've been in this business for a while and we see what happens. We have these waves of people. I think you even said this when we spoke last, like there's these waves, right? There's waves of like tons of newbies coming into the world and they're just seeing what other people are doing online, the successful people, and they copy everything and then it doesn't work and then they go away. And then there's a new bunch of people that come in. So what would you say to those people who, you know, are looking at somebody like you and extremely successful and try to mimic and copy what you're doing? I mean, what would you tell these people? Yeah. 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 Well, that's the thing, right? And this is, I think, what keeps me in business is there's so many people who just don't know who they are. You know, what would you say to those people? Because they come to me and they're like, I want to be this person. And again, I'm using you as a reference, but I want to be like Tracy. How do I do that? Me too. Yeah. Yeah. Right, right. Totally. And I would add, doing that and then also having a shit ton of confidence in yourself. Right. And that's the thing about a lot of women entrepreneurs and just women in general. Like, I find, I've studied this and I know you've studied this. I mean, you have a PhD, don't you? Right. So there's a disconnect. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. There's a disconnect in confidence of men versus confidence of women. Now, why do you think that is? First of all, do you agree with that? And then, why? Totally. Yep. Oh, God, total. And by the way, I'm sitting in my power pose right now. Thank God we're not recording. Unless you're driving, please don't do it if you're driving. But that is a thing that I think is so interesting. Like, because I mean, you and I, again, we've been in this business for a while. Like, there's so many failures that we've had, that I've had. I mean, I can't tell you. And I know that if I would have given up, I wouldn't have got to where I am now. And so it's really fascinating, this thing, like, how do you just snap your fingers and have confidence? And it's a practice, as with anything. So it's a practice. And I think, this is a good segue to social media habits, because you are, the queen of teaching social media. And being authentic and being confident and being who you are and getting your message across. And I think that most people don't want to do Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives or let alone YouTube because they're terrified. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it's shifting your perspective, your mindset, and knowing that your mission, and that's the thing. It's like connecting again and always. I mean, I have a whiteboard and I have, my one-liner on it. So I see it every day. And some people even have it, on post-its all over their house because it's so important that we ingrain our mission and our, what we want to get out in the world into everything that we do. Everything. It's so awesome. And, this is the stuff that I had to do a while ago. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I staring at a camera? Why am I staring at a microphone to do this podcast? Like, what is that my thing? Like, who cares, right? So I had to really dive deep into my message and what I want to do. It's amazing. I love it. And okay, one other thing I want to talk about with you is success habits. because this is something, again, I'm going to circle back to like beginners in this field, and I guess in any field, really. We want something. We want that shiny object. We want to be like somebody and, you know, have the money and success and power, blah, blah, blah. But most people don't actually want to put in the work to get there. So I want to hear your thoughts about success. Oh, did I? Yeah. Sorry. Oh my God. Okay. I want to hear your thoughts about success habits. Like, again, I think that a lot of people want the shiny object. How, but most people don't want to put in the work for it. Oh no. Okay. Hold on a second, guys. Can you hear me now, Tracy? Okay, guys. I want to know, or Tracy, I want to know about success habits. People want the shiny object. Right, but they don't want to do the work. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Those are my favorite things. Right, right. Right. Yeah. Okay. But then, so that's the mindset piece, right? Now, what about the action piece? Because what I find is a lot of people will work solely on mindset, but not put any work into it. So there's the manifestors. I don't want to go off on the manifestors, but I think there's manifestors who don't put any action. So, you know, talk to me about the action and the success habits and that kind of stuff. Yes. Oh my God. Yes, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Right. Hmm. Wow. 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 It's that. It is that. Right. And again, it's anchoring yourself in your goal, in your dream. It's having that one, and this is something else that we see a lot of and that I've been victim of, is I have one dream and one goal, and then I'm like super disciplined and I do the work, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want that thing anymore. And then I go to the next thing. And this is, you know, it's just part of who I am. Like, I've done all these, you know, Kolbe studies and all this stuff. It's normal for me. But it's always so interesting. So, but what's funny is that I've always got success in it because I've been disciplined, because I've been anchored in my dream and my goal. So it's fascinating. And I think the discipline of development is that piece that is missing. And I think what you're doing and talking about it is so, so important. And again, you are rooted in, you know, you're well versed in this. You've done the work, you've studied. Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh, totally. Right. And I think for me, I still have the overarching goal of impacting and motivating people. Right. That is I want people to know that they could be whoever they want to be and they could do whatever, you know, that all that like cliche stuff. But like, that's my mission in my life because I believe it so deeply. And I've had, I don't know if it's, I don't want to say luck, but I've worked on my mindset and my discipline and my action to get to where, yeah, right, right. So I still have that overarching, like, I want this thing. And the way that I get to that is different, you know, hence why I just started a podcast, because it's a new avenue of going. And so, you know, I love it. And I feel like, you know, I'm also really blessed to have people like you in my life who I could, you know, text or get on the phone with and be like, what do you think about this? And you'll say, well, yeah. And yes. It is important. And in this day and age, I mean, we met in real life, but in this day and age, you could build a community of like-minded people online. And hopefully meet them and get on the phone with them. But yeah, well, all right. This has been amazing, you guys. Tracy is great. You know how much I love her. Tell people how they could find you. Yeah. So you guys, I'm going to put a little description of Tracy under, you know, in the show comments and put a link to her website and Facebook. You guys should join her group. Her group is really active and she drops so much knowledge in there. So Tracy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on here. All right, guys, have a good one.